We spoke many times of how it's not a coincidence that we are in our will to receive. In order to receive, we care only about ourselves, and this exists in us naturally. And our will to receive constantly demands that we take care of ourselves and make the calculations about ourselves, and subconsciously, the more we enter into our nature, we see that this is how we think and make decisions and compare between things only relative to our own sake, our own benefit, and we aren't even aware of just how much we're in it. So our work is, if we wish to see the Creator, to feel Him, to attain Him, to rise to spiritual existence, we have to fight against our will to receive. And instead of considering our own opinion, we need to consider the opinion of Torah, as we call it, the opinion of the Creator. Therefore, work in subjugation, subduing, submitting our will to receive relative or before the will of the Creator has to be in ongoing work. And it's only about establishing it more correctly relative to all the points on the path in our heart, in our desire. This is how we can advance and build the upper world above this world. And that's actually our entire work. This is called the power of reason, wherein we build the will of the Creator above our own desire. This is also called faith, because we raise ourselves to the forces of reception on top of the forces of bestowal on top of the forces of reception. And this is the meaning of a yearning for connection. Because above all of our desires to separate ourselves from others, we need to humiliate ourselves and lower ourselves before the friend. And by that, we are building the qualities of the Creator in us, where according to the equivalence of form, we can feel Him in that. Meaning, the work is becoming clearer and clearer before our eyes, more concentrated, more pinpointed. It's not like we don't know what it's talking about. Rather, we constantly go back to our will to receive, and we wish to format it, to arrange it such that inside the will to receive, where we feel all of reality, this world, this universe, anything we can imagine, it's all clarified to us in our will to receive. So in place of that, we need to turn this will to receive to in order to bestow, meaning to replace our desire with the Creator's desire, and then we'll see in place of this world the upper world, the spiritual world, the true eternal world. This, in fact, is our work. These verses we are learning with you, especially verse number 11, described accurately the transition from reason to faith above reason. Why is it called faith above reason and not simply the reason of the upper one? Because we constantly construct the quality of the Creator, quality of bestowal on top of our will to receive the quality of reception. So it's not simply called faith or bestowal or the reason of the Creator, but faith above reason. Bina ruling, dominating Malchut. And only in this way can we rise more and more until we come out of the feeling of this world to the feeling of the upper world, and we continue until we acquire the quality of Bina in full. When we begin to disconnect from Malchut and enter into Bina, and afterwards Malchut is also incorporated in Bina, and by that we reach Keter. This is the work, and we need to reveal the Creator of the upper world each time more and more.
זה צריכים לבדוק את עצמנו.
We have to check ourselves throughout the day,
מיום ליום,
and from day to day, because ultimately, whatever we say, however we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's all about that. Either we learn it through the study of Ten Sefirot, where it's discussing discernment in measuring the vessels, the lights, the screens, restrictions, different measures, more or less numbers. Or we can speak about emotions, which are the same, except they're not as precise relative to one another, just like in our world. Because we are using, after all, words from this world called the language of branches. And nevertheless, we are coming out more and more onto the high road, the paved road that has to bring us to a greater understanding of creation, how humanity is constructed, how this entire universe is set up, nature, the worlds, how everything has to fit our path, and we have a greater and greater understanding of the connection between the parts, and we scrutinize for us more and more the connection between them. And more we feel ourselves as existing inside of creation and understand it more. We feel it more. Together with the occasional falling from it and the confusion, because it's necessary if we're going from one state to another, from one degree to another, then whatever we had before is erased, and we suddenly cannot feel anything. And we begin to acquire a new degree. Why? Where is it from? It's from how we grasp reality in Ten Sefirot, and when they are replaced, when we get a new desire, and these Ten Sefirot get clarified on top of this new desire. We are here going through a fundamental change of our vessel, where we feel reality. So we are always disconnected from the previous state in our perception and our spiritual feeling, and we are moving towards the next state. So we have to get used to that as well. This is called day and night in the work of the Creator, where you can't get to a new day without night. Since we are in fact revealing the new vessels, which are still uncorrected, and that's why when new vessels come, we don't understand where we are. We're confused. This is called night in the spiritual work. We need to get used to that and see how we need to work in those nights and feel and see how to work from the feeling of the night, this lack of feeling, from this disorientation. But we understand that these states are necessary in order to reach a new state, a new degree. That's how we can answer all the questions, all the problems that make beginners fall or fail in that. But there's no other way, because the work at night is highly respected for Kabbalists, because specifically when you don't understand and you can't feel and you're broken, they are able to see exactly there what else they are missing in order to reach a state where night and day are equal and the darkness will be as light, and to reach a state that is all day. We have to gradually understand how to do it, but definitely, certainly, this is possible, and this has to be properly stabilized in us, this thing, more and more. And everything that we're going through, all the stages, from here, from the starting point until the end of the path, is all through subjugation, submitting our will to receive more and more until we begin to discovering not simply the ability to subjugate it, but also the ability to work with it more and more. Meaning, until we reach Bina, from Malchut and Bina to Bina, we subjugate it. When we acquire the quality of Bina, the quality of bestowal, we begin to awaken the will to receive. As a matter of fact, and to reach Keter from Bina. And that's how we advance. That is it. What else can we say before starting to read? If you have questions, go ahead.
Ken Gilad.
I'd like to maybe start from quote number 11 you mentioned.
Enter excerpt 11. I think we're going to stay in it throughout the entire lesson. It's so deep and special. But let me go through it so we. I'm reading item 11. When a person. Loneliness is when one subdues oneself and works above reason, which is the spiritual approach to reality. This is called loneliness. Why? He lowers his reason and says that his reason is worthless. It doesn't matter what I think, what I feel. It's all considered my reason, and I don't take my reason into consideration because I want to rise to the reason of the upper one. In other words, man's reason dictates that if the Creator gives him all his needs, will give him all that he needs, what the will to receive understands he deserves, then he can love the Creator. Because satisfies all his needs. It's clear. That's how we treat anyone in this world with our will to receive. If he gives us fulfillment, love, help, we love him, we appreciate him accordingly within our will to receive. But here, we need to understand what does it mean to rise above the will to receive, meaning in bestowal above reception. So in such a case where the one who fulfills satisfies our needs, we love him. That's why we love him. If he did not, he would not be able to lower himself and say that his reason is worthless. Rather, at that time, he would depart from the Creator. Meaning if the Creator does not fulfill and satisfy his desires and say that it is not worthwhile to serve the Creator if he does not grant him his wishes. He works like an average tiny egoist. And this is called proud, since he wants to understand the ways of the Creator in what he is regarded as good and doing good. The body does not get what it demands. And about such a proud person, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. Cannot be close, cannot meet, we cannot get to know each other, feel one another. However, if he lowers himself, meaning he lowers his opinion, it doesn't matter what he feels, what he understands. Rather, he takes upon himself the quality of bestowal, which is the Creator. He says that I cannot understand the ways of the Creator because I am in the will to receive. And he says a person that what his reason dictates is worthless. He doesn't take into consideration any thought and any desire, which is the entire person. He doesn't take it into consideration. He knows and he feels and it's really felt in him, but he says, I'm not taking it into consideration. I'm going above it, against my reason, against my feeling. And he says, what his reason dictates is worthless, but he is going above reason. Meaning, he wishes to replace his desire with the Creator's desire. This is called lowliness. And it was about him that the verse said, the Lord is high and the low will see. Meaning as much as we can attach ourselves to the Creator and accept his domination over us, his authority. Accordingly, we rise in the spiritual ladder, and he is rewarded with the Creator bringing him near him, according to how much a person wants to acquire the reason of the Creator to do all the actions the Creator demands. Accordingly, the Creator will bring him near. This is the process we have to go through. So from each and every state, in each and every state, I have to be in two desires. This is my desire, and this is the Creator's desire. This is my thought, this is the Creator's thought. And as much as I can imagine one against the other, I truly peel myself off of my own opinion and my desire, and I glue myself to the thought and the desire of the Creator. By that, I'm climbing, and gradually, time after time, I perform such actions until I feel that I received permanently the thought, the desires, and the thought of the Creator. And that's how I reach, let's say, the first degree, Bchina Aleph. And then more and more, I begin to feel, to understand the thoughts and the desires of the Creator. And accordingly, I rise above my will to receive, above corporeality. And more than that, I understand corporeality itself. And this is called faith above reason, bestowal above the will to receive, bina above malchut. That's in fact not so difficult. We have to focus, concentrate on it until it becomes a habit. Until the habit becomes second nature. And we have two kinds of nature, the will to receive, where we fall into, and then the will to bestow. We rise towards. And in this way, in the gap between the will to receive and the will to bestow, we advance more and more until all the desires that are inside our soul, our individual soul, those desires will rise above and cleave unto Bina, the quality of bestowal. And beyond that, after all, we need to take this process from our intellect, from our understanding, from getting it theoretically to practice and to action as much as possible. We can work in it throughout the day, and it's simple. This is my reason, this is my opinion, this is my desire, and this is the desire of the Creator. How do I transfer myself from here to there? That's it. And every such action that we can take, it's called the mitzvah, a commandment. Why? Because this is the commandment of the Creator to each.
You said before that we have to examine ourselves each and every day. How do you check that the states are changing, the conditions, the emotions, and not take the emotion into account? How do you learn from that?
We don't learn from what we're in. Rather, we learn how much we can, in our work, in our inner effort, how much we can go from my desire to the Creator's desire, as much as I can imagine it. Let's say my desire now is to do so-and-so. And the Creator's desire is, the way I can imagine it, it's opposite my desire to do other things. Or to think about this. And I'm raising myself to the Creator's desire, to a different desire, from reception to bestowal, from reason to faith above reason. Doesn't matter what words we're using to express it. The essence is the same, from this world to the upper world, from the created being to the Creator. That's what we need to do. And through such exercises that we're doing on ourselves, we're starting to feel more and more what it means to be in faith above reason, on the degree of Bina above Malchut. And in this way we move away from this world. It stays with us, and we understand about it even more. More and more things, but we are already looking at it from above, from the degree of the Creator, from the degree of Bina, and that's why we also understand this world deeply, more fundamentally, more realistically, more essentially. But we're advancing by learning about the gap between the degree of where I want to the degree of what the Creator wants. And we are constantly moving between these two degrees, and the more we fall into our will to receive, We have to raise ourselves to the degree of the Creator, to the desire to bestow, and each time more and more we seemingly transfer all the fragments of Malchut from Malchut to Bina, meaning to attach each and every desire that is revealed in us to being in order to bestow.
Of what I want, I know exactly. What does the Creator want? How do I know? What's the sign that I can see this is what the Creator wants?
Well, that's why He's giving you a group. That's why we're learning about bestowal. Don't say that you have no clue. Of course you will never know exactly what is the Creator's desire, but where is His desire revealed? Or is it manifested? His desire is Bina, bestowal.
Is the Creator's desire supposed to be a state where I feel the opposite feeling to my will to receive?
Exactly, exactly. That's why our work is always to build these actions above our will to receive. This is called faith above reason, Bina above Malchut. Along the way.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. About working with the desire, I'm curious. We choose the desires, or the desires choose us?
We don't choose anything. We do not choose anything except for wanting to subjugate ourselves before the Creator's desire. This is called establishing Bina above Malchut, faith above reason. And then we acquire the correct view, correct attitude towards reality, and we begin to see the spiritual reality from this world. Since everything in truth is one reality, where Bina dominates Malchut. And now we are disconnected from this reality, so we have to constantly try and establish our view of how it is to be in the force of bestowal. And I don't know what it is, but I can say it's opposite to me. So if it's opposite to me, it means that every time I have a certain attitude towards the group, towards reality, invert it. Do the opposite and see. It's possible that you are precisely establishing spiritual action.
Kabi 3. Last Monday, we noticed that you say that proud is a very good quality, but in this excerpt, it is not the case.
2 days ago, we heard you say that pride is a very good positive quality, but here, from this excerpt, it appears that it doesn't seem like it's the case. So how do we change our pride from something bad to something good?
Look, it depends on how you're using pride. Pride is merely a quality, a value of something relative to something else. If I'm proud about replacing my natural desire, Malchut, with the Creator's desire to bestow, which is higher, more eternal, more exalted, more whole, more general. And I'm proud about that. This is the meaning of, and his heart grew higher in the ways of the Creator. Because by that I'm correcting my heart. I'm not like I am criminal, where for criminals it's the other way around. The more he steals, the worse he is, the prouder he feels. So it depends on how you're using your pride. Who's greater in your eyes? The Creator, the force of bestowal, the force of Bina, or you, the force of reception, the force of Malchut? That's what's written. Who's in the head? The creator?
I wanted to ask, when I examine during the day my desire, towards the Creator, I see that I'm stuck in my own desire. What do you do? How can you be above your desire?
Excellent. You feel you're stuck in your desire, meaning you have a very clear foundation. Now do the opposite. Where, according to the point of my desire, I desire such and such or so and so. Now, can I imagine an opposite state where I don't want to, or I do want to, it doesn't matter. Rather, instead of wanting to satisfy my desire, how do I satisfy an opposite desire? This is called faith above reason. Let me rise above to a desire that is opposite to my will to receive. By that, I raise myself from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina, from the degree of rejection to the degree of connection. That's how it needs to exist in our scrutiny.
But what is the device that allows you to be above this self, above your I?
What helped me is that whenever I had a free moment, I was reading those articles. Really? And Rabash would ask me all the time, did you read an article? Because he would write a new article once a week. Did you read the article? Have you read it? And I said, if I said, yes, I read it and I got it, and then he understands that I may have read it, but understood it, no way. Nevertheless, day in, day out, I would immerse myself in his articles, because the entire Torah, all of our path until the end of correction, is in them. He arranged us in such a state that, well, there's nothing really to add. Maybe we can add a few explanations, stories for beginners. But anyone who enters these corrections like you, who gets on the path to the Creator, has nothing to do but to take those articles, and you'll feel more and more how everything is can be found in them. I don't see. Although he's very near and dear to me, there's no one closer to me than Rabash, but nevertheless, I think as much as I'm trying to remain objective, I think there isn't a greater teacher than him in all of humanity. There was never a greater teacher for the spiritual path. The way he explains it, the way he gave it. Our problem is to understand, is to incorporate ourselves in his language, perhaps. I'm accustomed to it because I would spend at least 12 to 15 hours a day with him. Sometimes it's days and nights, but nevertheless,
because
only to go over his articles again and again. We have volume 1 of Rabash, volume 2, volume 3. Everything is in our archive. Everything is translated, I think, to most languages. And if not, we need to ensure we translate it and we prepare it for all people. But this is really the source of everything.
So, what are the steps with which you build this vessel of above reason? How does it develop? Are there stages? How does it happen?
Oi. Every day, we take another step forward. Sometimes we rise a bit higher above the place we're in, you know, to see a little further ahead. But later, we come back down to our path and we continue to walk on it. I can't see any other way for advancing except through these articles, these verses that you and your group are preparing for us. This is the path. And just be persistent in it. And it takes a few years. What can you do? It's the correction of the soul, and the heavier the soul, the greater the correction, the longer the time of correction it takes. But what can you do? They are trying to teach us to be happy about even being in the state of preparation. Because, of course, a person yearns to feel the Creator, to feel the path, to see what you're getting out of all this work you put in, but in all earnest, this is the will to receive. So here, too, we need to teach ourselves to shut our eyes. And when we shut our eyes, the eyes of reception, when we turn to the eyes of bestowal, we'll be able to see the path and how to advance in it. So the most important thing is to yearn for corrections.
Clear. Just last question. I don't have a question about the process. I'm clear that the process is there. It's just I can't extract liveliness from the path, from the walking on the path that you always... You always see how you're just immersed in the self instead of being able to come out of it.
This is very good. It's revealing deeper and deeper layers of the will to receive that's in your soul. And you see how more and more how it's distant from you. That you've had today is not so bad. What you've had yesterday is not so bad, but today it's much worse, and you have no strength, and you're tired and exhausted, as it's written. And what can you do? We need to understand that all these exercises the Creator is doing with us in each and every second. These exercises are necessary. They're essential, or we won't disconnect from our will to receive. You can't help it. It takes years. Baal Sulam writes that it may take 10 or 20 years. Not in our time. I see how the young people, the beginners, they advance quite quickly, but however you see it, the sum total of exertion and quantity. And
Ask, you said that there is my desire to receive, and then there is the opposite desire to me that I need to rise to, opposite to me, to my present state, and I have to always try to rise there. So it's like a third desire. It's a, meaning there's an active force when I try to ascend. What is that desire?
I don't understand. I have a certain desire. That's what I desire. That's what I want. I need to imagine, I need to try to portray what does the Creator want from the state He depicted for me. It's certain that what I have came to me from the Creator. So, how, in place of where I'm at right now, a certain desire, I can establish the correct desire, a desire to bestow, a desire to be above myself. How do I go from Malchut to Bina, from the will to receive to the will to bestow, from my desire to the Creator's desire? This action is called a mitzvah, because it's what the Creator commands us to do.
With the help of what do I stabilize my desire towards His desire?
By thinking about it, by constantly catching myself, which desire am I in? Is it my desire? And where is the Creator's desire in it? How can I rise from my desire to bestowal, to the group, to the Creator, to humanity outside of me? Because Malchut wants everything for itself, into itself. It works in this introverted way. And Bina works in bestowal, meaning it's extroverted. So there are two states, either within reason or above reason. And that's what I'm checking.
So the moment I caught my state that I'm opposite to the desired state, my thought raises me, just the fact that I want to be higher?
The thoughts and the actions. You might need to connect to the society, read an article, yes? All kinds of actions. And you are putting in various efforts, physically and mentally, emotionally. And with this effort, you are trying to imagine, what is the Creator's desire? From the state I'm in, what is the corresponding Creator's desire against it? And then you begin to feel and to understand how you need to arrange yourself in order to be according to the Creator's desire.
How do you identify the Creator's desire?
Bestowal, love, coming closer to the friends, consideration for the other, for the world, bestowal in short.
Thank you. Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
It turns out that it's as if I'm always in my desire and the Creator's desire doesn't exist. I have to make it. Is this called, what's called, you have made me?
Exactly, because Bina doesn't exist in us. We are making it. We're building it. When you work with clients, with your clients, you have to work with them as if you have nothing to do with spirituality. Very simple. This is for now, for the time being. And all the rest of the times, you have to try, nevertheless, to be in a constant scrutiny, critical thinking, analysis of the desire you're in. Is it your desire or the Creator's desire? When you're at work, you have to have the desire of your boss, because he bought you, he pays you money, so you will satisfy his desire. But the rest of the times, when you're not at work under the desire of your boss, you have to check yourself. In what desire are you? Is it your desire or the Creator's desire? And then try to see how to go from your desire to his desire, as it's written. Make your desire as his desire, so he will make his desire as your desire. And then you will be connected, you and the Creator.
Cuando llego a ese, a esos pequeños...
Thank you, Rav. When I come to these tiny moments where I can simply hold on to the Creator's desire, how can I stay in it? Can I tie myself to it? Because the will to receive is constantly beating me up with a stick like a dog. So how can I attach myself to those states?
Specifically, thanks to that stick, you will advance. You should try to be connected to the group and to the study, to these quotes that we're studying, as much as possible. By that, you'll see the path. You'll suddenly start understanding the inner essence that these quotes are talking about, the quotes are reading, and you'll see that each and every quote is telling you about the path, just each time from a different angle.
Дарав, вот та работа, о которой мы сейчас говорим.
Yes, that work that we're discussing now.
Довольно просто это делать.
I noticed that when I have heavy thoughts, when I'm thinking heavily, everything is felt clearly. But it's those states that are more gray, more in between. How do we discern things there?
You have to raise the sensitivity to the states that you're in. Most of our states are not extremely good or extremely bad. It's kind of in the middle, kind of gray, not exactly this or that. And here, we have to increase sensitivity and then see in those gray states both good and bad states and work accordingly. So each time we have to raise the sensitivity, right? The sensitivity meter for where we are. So then a little bit of detachment from spiritual work for a moment will seem to us like we've been disconnected for a year. You have to work on that.
What does it mean exactly that when you say you have to raise or increase the sensitivity?
This is by being in connection with the friends and reading the sources. By that, I raise my sensitivity to my states on the path.
We
have no other means to raise the sensitivity to the stages that we're in now, studying and connecting. In the study, we connect to the Kabbalists. In connection, we connect with our Kli. Nothing else. I'm not sure that you're doing things correctly. We talked about what we need to do with all the states that we're in. I have to see whether I am fulfilling my desire or the Creator's desire. If I'm not clear on what's the Creator's desire, then what is the desire of the group? And then move from my desire to the desire of the group or the Creator. That's it. And all those philosophies you're talking about, that's not, I don't think that's something clear.
PT5.
In what way this work against the desire should be against the desire or against my thoughts, the way I ascribe myself to myself, or for the sake of the Creator, the intention, as we say?
To the extent that you rise higher on the ladder, it means you have to rise higher than your egoistic desire towards bestowal and love. And with that, you also rise each time on top of the egoistic desire. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon, that they discovered themselves as wanting to kill each other, and then on the other hand, love each other. So, both the oviyut, coarseness, and the zakut, the purity or refinement.
Health. I was trying to give an example, because we had a discussion in the 10, following something you said a few weeks ago. I have to learn how to say no to what's pleasant in my will to receive and say yes to what's unpleasant to my will to receive. So how do we make this scrutiny? What resolution you come down to?
I don't think that you need to go to this and that detail and resolution. What's important for you is not to try to cope with all kinds of disturbances and see what's disturbing you. No, but how much you can acquire forces that are positive, that are in favor, then you can cling to them. That's what's worthwhile. Otherwise, you'll be preoccupied with all kinds of disturbances instead of moving away from them.
So it turns out that the work is more in the thought?
In the thought and desire for connection and love. Don't think about klipot or incorporate with the klipot on the other way around. Incorporate with connection as much as possible.
And there's no business of working with the desire so it remains empty.
No desire.
My desire to fill myself with things that have to do with this world, not to relate to it at all?
No. Don't relate to that. You need to move from one desire to another desire, from one engagement to another engagement. So you also need to watch the news, to know some things that are not just the wisdom of Kabbalah, if you need to understand something or explain something. But these are things that just kind of accompany our life and our studies. Yes, Gilad.
Rob, is it correct to say that if I detect something that disturbs me from connecting to the correct thoughts, then surely there are disturbances from my friends, so I should think of them so they would connect instead of dealing with my desires?
It's clear that you don't need to engage in your own desires.
So if we...
But to always move from your own desires to the group's desires, that's what we should always be.
Again, 12. Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal, they feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. And they can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power and exaltedness that is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. And they do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot, commandments. And this is the meaning of filled with mitzvot like a pomegranate.
P.T.
13.
What's the difference between fulfillment, which is importance, and a different fulfillment? Since both are felt as pleasure, but what's the difference between them?
I can't tell you what's felt as pleasure. Of course, fulfillment is always pleasure, but there's many manners in this. It depends what the vessel expects there to be, because it's all felt with respect to the lack.
So what's the difference in the vessel? What changes in it?
The vessel each time changes the values upon the degrees of thickness, coarseness. That we don't feel the coarseness itself. We don't have a vessel that we're constantly checking and weighing our coarseness, our will to receive. Rather, instead this we feel, well, will to receive is a will of a feeling, you feel. And so we feel the importance, the greatness, all sorts of impressions of the desire. And accordingly, we work. We give numbers, what's more important, less important, and we work accordingly.
It turns out that the importance can cover all the emptiness of the vessel?
Importance can cover everything. Because ultimately, you cover everything with the greatness of the Creator in your eyes. I want to rise in faith above reason, because I want to be in qualities like the Creator, that in this I bestow contentment to Him. And that's it. After this, that I already receive this quality of Bina, bestowal, faith, doesn't matter how you call it, then I can, with the sensation of Bina, with this force of Bina, to cleanse my desires to receive as much as possible and work with them on the intention to bestow. That's all our work.
Rav, заполнить место пустоты заповедями. Можете пояснить, что?
Rav, filling the place of emptiness with mitzvot. Can you explain this?
That's called that I take my desires to receive and make an effort to work with them on the intention to bestow.
It's a mitzvah,
a commandment. It's called that I take the will to receive that's revealed in me and work with it in bestowal. To transfer from reception to bestowal, the will to receive, that's called to perform a mitzvah, a commandment. That we are now in something and we reveal what's called our desire, and we want to raise it from reception to bestowal. That's called to rise to faith above reason, that in this we are performing the mitzvah, the commandment. It's called a commandment of the Creator that we will perform thus. And because we have 613 desires, thus we need to perform corrections on each and every desire, meaning to perform 613 commandments. Mitzvot. It's not with something with our hands and legs and anything. It's only within the desire. Mainly, it's to correct the heart of man, meaning the desires of man. As writes the
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Kurt Lee. The question is, how can we increase the importance of the Creator and bestowal in the Ten?
Only by each shall help his friend. That we learn together, that we think together, that we begin to process that only in the extent the Creator will be important in our eyes. But to this extent, we can rise in spirituality, in spiritual degrees. That from Him we have all the forces, the discernments, the desires, restrictions, the screens, everything is from Him. So as much as He will be important in our eyes, accordingly we will ascend. PT 23.
Hello. After he gave us the advice, we met as a 10 yesterday. We prepared for today's study material. And we have a question. He writes that those who want to go in order to bestow, they feel the emptiness. The question is, if I don't feel the emptiness, does it mean I don't want to go with the bestow?
Maybe you do want to go, but you're still not going. Because that's called, the emptiness is called that you've prepared yourself for a step forward. And if you don't feel emptiness, what step forward can you take? But you continue to learn and incorporate with the friends and do all these things, and then you reveal emptiness. And you make a step forward. Meaning, there are actions upon which we can reveal a lack, a desire, a vessel. A fall, as if, seemingly. And there are actions in which we advance forward, we fill the vessel and ascend. Yes, that's called progressing on two feet, two legs, or night and day.
Mach 3.
This doesn't end, I see. Mach 3.
Как распознать желание в состоянии пустоты?
How to identify a desire which is a state of emptiness?
Как распознать наше желание в состоянии пустоты?
How to identify our desire in a state of emptiness?
How can we feel the emptiness? In this, that I simply reveal that I want something or not want something. I have a sensation of emptiness in this, that I feel myself empty. I have no draw to spirituality. I'm not drawn to it. The desires with which I would usually connect to spirituality, I reveal them empty. And I have nothing what to do with it, right? And here we need only help from the environment, the society. If a person reveals such a state, it's a sorry thing to remain alone with it.
Раф, а как вот мы выстраиваем рожь все-таки вот в этом отраженном свете?
How do we build the rosh nonetheless in this reflected light?
What does that mean? As much as I want to bestow to the Creator, and this I build my thought, my intention, after that I request and check myself,
as much as I can really bestow, or that I receive from him first forces of bestowal, and then as much as I can arise from my will to receive by restriction, meaning not to use my will to receive for myself, rather only for the sake of connection, to bestow contentment to the Creator, then I raise from my will to receive such intentions, and then accordingly in my intentions clothes a force that comes from me from the Creator, and then I begin to feel that I have a connection with the Creator. And there begins to be with this the building of the Patsuf, meaning the same will to receive that there was, I made a restriction on it, and now by the upper light, it begins to receive from the upper light, care, treatment. The upper light meaning begins to format it. That, where is the part that's the head, where is the part that's the end, the inside, the rosh, toch, and sof. And what to do with the will to receive.
What does
it mean that later Malchut Rosh expands?
That after that I meet, meaning I raise my request, my prayer to bestowal, and I receive from the Creator correction, then my will to receive that was only restricted, now that I, by that that I receive from the Creator, lights, corrections, forces, intentions, now my will to receive begins to feel what it's comprised of, how it can work. And then the will to receive, by the influence of the Creator, begins to format itself, to receive a form. What's closer to the Creator? What's less so? Where's vessels of bestowal? Where's vessels of reception? In what manner he can work? It turns out that this appeal to the Creator has ended, and now I have correction. The Creator corrects me in this, that he sends me the light, and the light enters me and changes all my desires, arranges them, sorts them, and thus the Patsuf is built. Beforehand it was just desire, just so. Now, and then a restriction was made on it. I turned to the Creator that I want to make a use of it only on the intention to bestow to him. And then I received a reaction in return from him. And this reaction that works on my will to receive arranges my will to receive already in a correct manner. All those parts that are in the spiritual Patsuf.
I
hope this question is relevant, but can we say that what we learned in the first part of the lesson, that we advanced from Malchut to Binah, by that we build the Rosh?
Approximately, about. Rosh is nonetheless Tzimtzum, restriction, reflected light, the striking. It's not the same actions like we spoke about before. These are beginnings of the... Gilad, onward.
Item 27. In the beginning, the first Patsuf of Ak emerged. This is because, immediately following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, when Bchinat Dalet was banned from being a receptacle for the upper light and was erected with a masach, a screen, the upper light was drawn to clothe in the Kli of Malchut as before. Yet, the masach in the Kli of Malchut halted it and repelled the light. Through this striking in the Masach of Bchinat Daled, It raised O Chozer, reflected light, up to the level of Keter in the upper light. And this reflected light became a clothing and the roots of the vessels in the ten sefirot in the upper light called ten sefirot of Rosh, of the first Partsuf of Ak. Subsequently, Malchut with the Or Chozer expanded from her and within her by the force of the ten sefirot of Rosh into ten new sefirot from above downward. This completed the kelim of the guf. Then the full measure that emerged in the ten sefirot of Rosh clothed in the ten sefirot of guf as well. This completed the first partsuf of Ak, Rosh and guf.
Goof.
ET4.
Where can we feel the reflected light? Where is the reflected light felt?
Reflected light is felt in the same place where direct light is felt. And there in that same place, meaning in that same desire, is felt internal light.
But we depict it or describe it above the desire.
That's just how we call it. It's just in sum total the will to receive, in which we're now learning what actions occur.
So the difference between the reflected light and the inner light is only if there is previously there is an intention in order to bestow or wanting to receive in order to bestow.
The difference is only from the side of the created being, what it wants to do with its desire. All the actions are only in the desire. And by this, as much as it wants to change its desire from the intention to receive to intention to bestow, accordingly, it feels the reality that's before it. That's called that the light occurs, expands, it gets closer, it gets more distant, and so on. But all the actions are in the desire. The result from all the actions, the sensation of the Creator, the upper light that such that appears as such.
I'd like to say, we really feel in the ten changes in our relation to the friends and the Creator. What does it mean that it spreads and expands from Rosh to Guf?
Actions. Does it influence or not? Something you feel in connection between you, new or not. Do you want to determine these things to be constant and to progress onwards above them? And also that you talk about this, determine all sorts of actions, exercises that will be between you and between you to the Creator. That's very important.
Rav, thank you. It sounds to me like all of these emergence of the Partsufim are a consequence of building the screen. Is that correct?
Very correct. Very nicely said. Only by the screen, from the will to receive to itself, and from the upper light that separate from it, from that is built a structure that the will to receive will be an intention to bestow, and accordingly get filled with the light and the revelation of the Creator in it, and that will be called a Partsuf. And from such Partsufs, we build and build and build the structure called the general soul that the Creator created. Use us or not. Okay, so be healthy and be happy out of this that you are progressing. And we'll meet tomorrow.
Bye.